In Egypt, defiant protesters remain on the streets. Despite curfew, dozens are killed and more than 1,000 have got injured. Egypt's President Mubarak refuses to step down despite nationwide protests and dismisses his cabinet instead. In Afghanistan, the deputy provincial governor of Kandahar is assassinated. And protests are held across Pakistan to condemn the United States' killings of civilians. Everyone, it's 10:30 in the morning here in Tehran, and you're watching the news here on Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Straight off to Egypt. Clashes between government forces and opposition protesters continue, despite a nighttime curfew in major cities. Clashes during the past few days have left dozens of people dead and nearly 900 others wounded. Here's more.
Down, down, Hosni Mubarak is what protesters are chanting on the streets of major cities and towns in Egypt. Tens of thousands of Egyptians have been protesting against President Mubarak's decade-long rule. The protests come after the Tunisians overthrew their president earlier this month. Like other Arab nations, Egyptians are demanding political and economic reforms in their country. Recently, there were several acts of self-immolation in Egypt. They were inspired by the events in Tunisia, where the self-immolation of a man sparked an uprising that ended the over two-decade reign of President Zainul Abidin Ben Ali.
The problem in Egypt is from the top of the pyramid, which is a presidential palace. It's a presidential regime, and it started at the top with him, and the corruption goes down through his son and the people around him. It's a police state, and the Egyptian people have spoken. He heard them today, but he did not hear them well enough. I think tomorrow is going to be another day in the future of the Egyptian people and the Arab people.
Egyptian authorities have tried to put down the popular uprising heavy-handedly. There have been incidents of live firing by police. Authorities also imposed restrictions on internet and cell phone services. Tensions escalated after tens of thousands of Egyptians took to the streets after the Muslim Friday prayers. Angry protesters set the ruling party's headquarters on fire in the capital, and a governorate building in the city of Alexandria was also torched. Facing one of the worst crises during his rule, Mubarak has now ordered his cabinet to step down. He has also pledged to work for more democracy as well as political and economic reforms.
I shall give the new government clear and particular tasks to deal decisively with the priorities of the current situation. I say once more that I shall not hesitate in taking any decision which guarantees every Egyptian man and woman their security and safety.
Time will tell how Mubarak upholds his pledge to bring reforms to his country. This, while demonstrators continue to demand his ouster and government forces are pointing guns at people.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama has called on the Egyptian government to refrain from violence against peaceful protesters. Obama says President Hosni Mubarak should deliver on his promise of change to people. He made the comment shortly after speaking with Mubarak on the phone. Obama said the Egyptian people must have the right to free assembly and free speech. However, he stopped short of urging Mubarak to heed the protesters' call to resign. Earlier, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden expressed support for the incumbent government. Biden said the Egyptian government should be more responsive to the needs of people, adding, however, that the current crisis should not cause President Mubarak to step down.
Thousands of people around the world have heard demonstrations near Egyptian embassies to support the ongoing anti-government protests in Egypt. In the Tunisian capital, Tunis, a rally was staged in front of the Egyptian embassy to support the uprising in Egypt. Similar demonstrations were also held in Greece, Germany, France, Turkey, and the United States to show solidarity with Egyptian protesters. Here's more.
Libertad! 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 Libertad!
A group of young Venezuelan Egyptians took over the Egyptian embassy in solidarity with the widespread protests that have swept the Middle Eastern country in recent days, and reportedly left after speaking with Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro.
This puppet regime receives billions of dollars from the U.S. to repress its people. We want dignity, freedom, bread, and democracy.
Although the protest was at first peaceful, it turned violent when the security guards of the embassy tried to intervene. When reached for comment, the embassy officials refused to talk to Press TV.
Observamos con respeto lo que sucede y nosotros aspiramos que.
We are monitoring closely the events in Egypt, and we hope that the Egyptians will be able to resolve their internal disputes through peaceful means.
El ejercicio de su soberanía, el pueblo de Egipto, para canalizar sus asuntos internos.
President Hugo Chavez also said on the state TV, they wanted to protest, but they shouldn't have done that because we are obliged to protect all of the embassies which are sovereign territory.
After a quick discussion with Venezuelan Minister of Foreign Affairs, Nicolas Maduro, demonstrators agreed to leave the embassy. Nevertheless, they said they will organize more action until President Hosni Mubarak leaves Egypt. Laura Labrick, Press TV, Caracas.
Let's discuss these recent developments of Egypt with Hamad Al-Mawad. He's a political analyst. He's joining us from Damascus live, as you can see. Many thanks for joining us, Hamad Al-Mawad. You know, about 20 days ago, if somebody told me that a police vehicle would be burned, would be set on fire by people, and then being thrown into the Nile, or at least people trying to do that, I would laugh at them. How about you? What do you think has brought Egypt to the stage where it is today?
Researchers in political sciences will have lessons, many lessons to make, and many things to conclude. The cycle of changes that has begun in Tunisia and moved to Egypt might not stop here. Nowadays, we have the power of the people, the power of the street, which is more powerful than guns, machine guns, tanks, and armored vehicles. The right of people to freedom, to liberty, to express their views, to have a say in the government is very long and should be respected. Rulers all over the world should make lessons. They can crack down on people, but this will not last forever. Changes have begun, and this is the era of people. This is the era of the street. This is the era of the masses. I think the Egyptian people have told us as early as the July Revolution that they, at a certain point of time, are able to make a change in history and to topple, to enforce rulers to step down.
Exactly. Hamad Al-Mawad, that's where my next question begins. You're talking about a possible collapse in Egypt. How hopeful are you, or should people be in Egypt, that will actually take place?
Well, I'm very hopeful. I'm optimist. This is the history. People make history, and people learn lessons, and at the end, they are who decide what will come next. I think the Egyptian today will be different, very, very, very different from yesterday, but tomorrow is something else. Tomorrow is another day. The people in Egypt, in Alexandria, in Cairo, in Suez, in Ismailia, everywhere, have the right to corrupt rulers, to the haves, to a handful of billionaires who have stolen everything and created rivers of bankruptcy, rivers of the famine, rivers of deprivation, unemployment. Unemployment swims. Unemployment makes a tsunami. This is the tsunami of unemployment. This is the tsunami of poverty that cracks down on the people on the people of Egypt.
Okay, many, many thanks. Hamad Al-Mawad, I'm sorry, we are quickly running out of time for this interview. Many thanks for joining us, Hamad Al-Mawad from the Syrian capital of Damascus.
Thank you.
Well, meanwhile, Israeli embassy personnel have reportedly fled Egypt as nationwide protests against Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak gain momentum. Media sources say helicopters evacuated the embassy staff to an Egyptian airbase where they were flown back to Tel Aviv. The evacuation came after a group of Egyptian demonstrators passed by the embassy building. Reports say Israel's ambassador to Egypt had already fled the country. Tel Aviv and Cairo have had close ties. The two sides have cooperated in imposing restrictions on Palestinians living in occupied territories.
Thank you to Afghanistan. Now, the deputy governor of the southern Kandahar province has been assassinated. The attack took place in the provincial capital, Kandahar City. The governor's spokesman says Abdul Latif Ashna was killed when a bomber slammed.